Now he has just arrived, and he greeted me when I
the man
came
of the
in
hour
with Kim, his executive director. And God bless you, Lomas, for taking this thing over and not missing a beat. And now you're an old pro. This is your second year.
Well, you know, like me and you were talking about a little earlier, legend, you set the tone. You are the one, you started this, you carried it for 21 years, did an awesome job. You know how big those shoes are trying to feel?
Man, oh man.
I mean, I wear 17s, but those feel like those are 23s I'm trying to feel.
You wear a size
17? Yeah, yeah, and I'm still trying to feel your shoes, my good man. I'm trying to do it.
I just shook his hand and I lost my hand. I couldn't find my hand when I shook his hand. I went, where'd my hand go? Are you loving this? You seem to be having a good time, but you always have a good positive attitude.
Yeah, I do. I love it. And it's the people that come out and support it. You know, I got so many ex-teammates that came out.
Yeah.
You know, former guys, Hogan Haddon from the Lions, he's out here. So Calvin Johnson, a lot of these
guys.
You're
drawing from a whole other crowd of people.
Yeah.
Because they never gave me my due when I played for the Lions. Yeah. And, and none of the Lions showed up. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, you got a lot of nice people out here.
Yes.
This is the best golf course.
Oh.
No question. I'm glad I got my last one in here.
Man, yes.
I don't know. I was afraid to ask. And then once I did, and they were so warm and welcoming, I went, should have done this a long time ago.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Wow, you're
yeah.
right. George, Brian, the chef,
very
everybody's
nice
Christine. All of
and
them
I belong
awesome.
To this club, but I was just
That's
scared.
What I'm saying,
I'm
legend.
Not a country club kind of guy. I never have been, sadly, but.
Well, I mean, and you got the beautiful parking spot right there. That's where you deserve to be at, right up front.
I never have parked there before.
Right, but that's but where you deserve
but
to be
club,
at.
The club is closed, and I just pulled on over there thinking I'd be safe. Oh, and
you are.
And I mean, I always have to park so I can make a quick escape. What? tell me, because we take these things for granted, give me, in your own words, the mission statement of the Lomas Brown Foundation.
Yeah, so basically, Paul W., it's to enhance our kids both physically, mentally, and we also want to introduce technology to these kids because we know how fast technology changes. And the thing I learned being around these kids is if you introduce them to something and it's something they like, they're going to grasp onto it and they're going to carry it. And that's all we want to do as a foundation, expose them to as many technologies, industries that we can so we give these kids an opportunity.
You're empowering these young people.
That's right. That's a great word.
And
yeah.
And it's the education, the fitness, the opportunity. You started this in 1991. Mm-hmm. My fellow Super Bowl champion, again, I'm acting like that, and Detroit Lions legend Lomas Brown Jr., you build strong academic skill sets. I've watched all this, healthy physical habits, mm-hmm. life and career readiness, access to scholarships and post-secondary success that many, if not all, of these kids wouldn't get otherwise.
Right. You're right. You're right. And the kids that we're dealing with, these are kids that you want to get in there with Paul W. and these kids that you want to do things for. Because, again, these kids, man, they deserve opportunities. And that's all we can do, right, legend? Just give them an opportunity.
Legend. Okay.
Yeah, see, that's the legend.
We call him legend. And
Mike knows.
Every time I book
Mike knows.
Every time I book Lomas, I say, Lomas, can you talk to the legend about 12-15?
Mike knows. That's right.
No wonder I'm confused and thought I, too, was in the Super Bowl. you know, I'm getting to that age where your memory isn't as good as it used to be.
Yeah.
I can't remember what position I played. But I do feel like I played football. Yeah. You know, every time I stand up, I go, oh.
Hey, tell me about it. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but you earned it.
Yeah. they'll hurt, though.
Do you have a date picked already?
We do. I'm glad you said
because
that.
Because people listening right
That's
now are
right.
saying, why didn't I go to
yes,
that?
Yes, legend. I'm so happy. It is July the 12th, 2027. Monday, July 12th, 2027. So we have the date locked in. We're ready to rock and roll. That'll be the third annual. But, man, we're going to do it big here at the second annual while we're out here today, Paul.
Well, you got around and you saw a bunch of people, took pictures with
yes.
them. I'll let you get back out there because I know they want to do that. And so Monday, July 12th, 2027, put it on your calendar and be here because you're going to have fun.
Yes.
It's fun, and it's a great cause, and no one better than Lomas Brown Jr., the legend, who you'll be able to listen to on Sports Wrap with Lomas and Anthony Bellino weeknights at 6. Also, of course, color analyst for the Detroit Lions Radio Network. And all-round good guy with the Lomas Brown Jr. Foundation. I love you, man.
I love you too, legend. Thank you.
You take care. Legend. Lomas Brown at 1228 on WJR.